Mary O'Hagan.
Researchers at the National University of Singapore have been testing the protection qualities of tea in reducing the risk of developing dementia and Alzheimer's. Using a study group of 900 people over the age of 55, the group were asked to drink at least one cup of tea a day. The results showed that the greatest protection was derived from tea brewed from loose leaves. From ancient warrior queens to modern-day political activists, Ireland has her fair share of remarkable women. Let's meet a few. Grace O'Malley, the 16th century pirate queen. She captured English ships and took their cargo. In 1593, she met with Elizabeth I, and speaking in Latin, she secured the release of her son, a very canny diplomat. When Orla was 10, they got a new teacher at St. Anthony's Convent. She was Miss Daly. She had long red hair, and she wasn't remotely afraid of the nuns, or Father Johnson, or the parents. The girls were all mad about her, and wanted to be just like her when they grew up. Miss Daly had a racing bicycle, and could be seen flying across cliff roads pedalling madly. They must all take exercise, she told them. Otherwise, they would end up as little wizened old ladies crawling around. If they were fitter, they would have more fun. I sat all morning in the college sick bay, counting bells, knelling classes to a close. At 2 o'clock, our neighbours drove me home. In the porch, I met my father, crying. He had always taken funerals in his stride, and Big Jim Evans saying, it was a hard blow. The baby cooed and laughed and rocked in the pram when I came in, and I was embarrassed by old men standing up to shake my hand and tell me they were sorry for my trouble. Whispers informed strangers I was the eldest away at school.